Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New Hampshire is at the forefront of a growing national debate over PFAS. Those are chemicals whose non-stick properties led to widespread use in a variety of products like frying pans, but which are now contaminating drinking water and are suspected of causing serious health concerns. And many of the Democrats campaigning in New Hampshire's presidential primary are taking notice of those concerns. They're using the issue to connect with a highly engaged block of New Hampshire voters. And as Annie Ropeek reports for us this morning, the New Hampshire activists are welcoming the attention.
Last year, a group of women from the town of Merrimack won seats in New Hampshire's state legislature. They called themselves Water Warriors, ready to push for reform after the Saint-Gobain plastics factory in their town contaminated their water with harmful PFAS chemicals. Less than a year into the Water Warriors' first term, they're back on the campaign trail, this time inviting all the candidates for president to come talk about PFAS in Merrimack. And many are taking them up on it, like Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
If a family doesn't have access to clean water, it changes everything. And this is an issue that is crippling communities all over the country.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton also took up the Water Warriors' invitation a few weeks ago. He got a crash course from State Representative Wendy Thomas in the chemistry of PFAS, which was a key ingredient until the mid-2000s in brands like Teflon and Gore-Tex.
So what as a practical matter happens if, I mean, what are people going to use for nonstick surfaces and whatnot?
I tell everybody, get out your grandma's cast iron pans. They work then, they work now.
PFAS doesn't break down in nature and builds up in the body, so it's nearly ubiquitous in people's blood and in many drinking water supplies. It's also been linked at even low levels to cancer and other deadly health problems. That's created a lot of fear and calls for action in affected areas. And these campaign stops have given voters like Suzanne Vail of Nashua a chance to demand answers from the candidates.
As a president, would you be able to take executive action? What would you be able to do?
Well, there are a lot of different things we could do.
Moulton says he'd focus on Congress and try to hold polluters accountable. That's also happening at the state level. New Hampshire is the latest to sue the makers of PFAS for water contamination. The Granite State is also one of only a few writing its own drinking water limits for PFAS, and activists like the Water Warriors want the next president to support stricter federal regulation.
Our goal is to educate as many people as we can, raise that awareness, and, you know, by having the presidential candidates come here, that helps do that as well.
Nancy Murphy is another Merrimack state representative who attended the roundtable with Moulton. She says this isn't just about the campaigns, but the people watching them.
We need advocates, people to listen, and I think this is the first step.
It's an example of how activists like Murphy can leverage the attention that comes with living in the state that hosts the first presidential primary. And the candidates benefit, too. They get a ready-made audience to hear their stump speech without any legwork by their campaigns. Another candidate joined the Water Warriors in Merrimack just a few days after Moulton, the author and California Democrat Marianne Williamson. She tied PFAS to lots of other parts of her platform, like food and drug laws, health care, and economic reform.
As long as corporate money has the kind of nefarious influence on our political system that it has, we're in trouble. That's the cancer underlying all the other cancers.
Advocates like Wendy Thomas see those connections too. Thomas says her home's well in Merrimack is contaminated with PFAS, but she's just outside the area where Saint-Gobain, the factory that caused the pollution, paid to connect affected families to clean public water. Thomas says she could afford a filtration system, but she knows not every family is so lucky.
They're being injured because they don't have the money, and that ties back to minimum wage, and it ties back to health care. Guess what? PFAS is a pre-existing condition.
Regardless of who makes it to the general election, Thomas hopes the primary campaign will show candidates her issue is one they can run on anywhere. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.